Okay, time for part three of my interview with Fergal Sharkey. You will remember that in part one, we discussed his musical career with the Undertones and as a solo artist. Then in part two, we moved on to the problem posed to the music industry by people downloading music illegally. And then in part three, to kick off, I asked him how long it would be before an illegal downloader would find their bedroom door kicked down by the armed response unit.
UK Music's been very clear about it. We have absolutely no ambition to send out SWAT teams or to try and get directly engaged with individual people or sue people and all that kind of stuff. We genuinely have no ambition to try and do that. What we're trying to do is work with government to develop a bit of a dual approach. On one hand, saying that we are doing everything we can right now to think of as many ways as people would want to engage and consume music on the internet and ensure that there's a legitimate service there to do that. Now, let's think about this. At the top end of the scale, you have the iTunes, there's Amazon. By way of example, you can now buy music off Amazon. I think it was last week I saw for 29 pence a track. There's streaming services, there's all kinds of things out there that have been developed. Subscription services, one-by-one downloads, and we will keep developing as many of those as we can. We're also engaged with government right now, trying to work out a system with government, trying to flag up to people. And we understand that in some cases, it might not even be the people paying the account, might not even know what's going on. But gently trying to flag up with people, we think you need to be aware that we have evidence that your broadband connection may be used to do this kind of thing. Can you please work with us to try and resolve this so that those people who choose to make a living out of this can get paid?
Okay, so if you flag somebody up whose broadband is being used for illegal downloading and you say, please stop it, and they don't, presumably you would like them to be cut off from the internet.
Actually, to clarify another myth, we never said anything about cutting people off the internet. And in fact, about 2 months ago now, UK Music published its position. And none of it involves disconnecting people off the internet. Where what we've suggested is that there is, in effect, a five-step process. And again, I know it's quite commonly implemented as three or talked about as three. But that's simply going through. And in fact, I think the fifth step and the final one is actually suspending someone's account for a short term. So it's actually going through five, asking as nicely as we possibly can on five separate occasions to ask people to work with us and to stop doing something. But even at the very final end of it, we're still not suggesting that people should have their internet accounts disconnected.
So really, if someone's work's being stolen, they would have the right to prosecute, I suppose. But you could say the approach UK Music's taking is actually quite generous.
Well, listen, we're trying to be as flexible about all of this as we possibly can. As we genuinely understand, and you know, we did spend huge amounts of time and effort trying to research this at the minute to make sure we try and get this right. We want to work with young people out there because we know they're passionate, they're excited, they're enthusiastic about music, and we want to ensure that they can get the music they want. But we also have to ensure that people in this industry can get paid.
So really, your message to young people, well, young people in particular, is that UK Music is trying to make music more accessible to them.
Well, as I've already outlined, that clearly is a job we have. To give you an indication on available now on the internet, there are just over 13 million songs available. And they range in price now from everything from about 70, 80 pence all the way down to 29, 30 pence. So we're doing everything we can. Some of it you can get for free, some of it you can stream, some of it you can download, and we're genuinely trying to find as many ways possible as giving people the music they want. So we're very happy to work with them. We just need them to work with us as well.
Fergal Sharkey talking to me about the problems posed to the music industry by illegal downloads. He's now the chief executive of a new body called UK Music. And if you'd like to know more, their website can be found at www.ukmusic.org.